Imagine actually loving everything you have in your closet. I'm getting a little closer to that experience the more I get from Honeylove. I've learned I can really rely on the comfort, fit, quality, and look of Honeylove no matter what. And it seems like they think of everything we might want but didn't know existed. The Legging 2.0, for example, has it all. Comfort, function, and style. Smooth, soft fabric, hidden shaping panels that make me feel extra supported and confident, sheer-proof fabric so I have no worries, side pockets for the convenience I need, a super cute look, and more. And I love that I can wear them out and about, around the house, or to work out. And Honeylove addresses all of the typical complaints about bras and shapewear, too. All of Honeylove's products make everything I wear feel better. So yes, Honeylove has you covered for the everyday look, workouts, weddings, and more. Go check it out. Treat yourself to the best bras, shapewear, leggings, and more on the market and save 20% off at honeylove.com/newsworthy. Use our exclusive link to get 20% off, honeylove.com/newsworthy. After your purchase, they ask you where you heard about them, so please support our show and tell them we sent you. Treat yourself to Honeylove because you deserve it. Welcome, welcome to The Newsworthy. All the day's news in less than 10 minutes. Fast, fair, fun, and on the go. Thank you so much for listening. Today, the travel ban is back, a big election upset, and Uber wins a lawsuit, plus a hypersonic jet and the new Google Maps. All that and much more in less than 10 minutes. I'm Erica Mandy. Today is Wednesday, June 27th. You ready? Let's do this. Well, the travel ban is back, and President Trump calls it a, quote, tremendous victory. The U.S. Supreme Court gave it the thumbs up in a split 5-4 decision yesterday, saying President Trump does have the power to put that travel ban in place. So what is the so-called travel ban again? It bans travelers from 8 countries from coming into the U.S. The majority of people in 6 of those countries are Muslim. President Trump said it's about national security. Legal challengers said it's unconstitutional discrimination, and lower courts had struck down 3 versions of it. But now the highest court says it is allowed. The Washington Post reports Justice Roberts wrote the majority opinion and said the travel ban does not even mention religion and is, quote, squarely within the scope of presidential authority. But Justice Sotomayor disagreed. She wrote that this is no better than allowing the detention of Japanese Americans during World War II. She said that even though this week's majority ruling actually said it's discrediting that old ruling in its decision. And one more thing. The U.S. Supreme Court ruled on another case yesterday as well. The court blocked a California law that required all pregnancy centers to provide information on abortion, even when they're against abortion. The court said that is a violation of free speech. 30 days. A California judge ruled U.S. border authorities must reunite families separated at the border, and they have 30 days to do it. Half that time for kids younger than 5. The AP reports the judge also issued an injunction saying no more family separations anywhere in the country unless the parent is deemed unfit. Remember, more than 2,000 families who cross the U.S.-Mexico border have been separated in the last few months. The president later issued an executive order to stop the separations, but it's really been a process and a challenge to get the families already apart back together. In fact, Reuters reports more than a dozen states have now sued the Trump administration over this issue. The 3 candidates President Trump endorsed won in last night's Republican primaries, including Mitt Romney, the former Republican presidential nominee. As for Democrats, Time magazine calls a race in New York the biggest upset of the 2018 election so far. Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez beat the 10-term incumbent Joe Crowley, who was expecting to keep his seat in the House. Voters from both parties made decisions in 7 states last night. The midterm elections are now 4 months away. A quick break now for our sponsor, Audible. This is a great way to get through all those books you've been wanting to read because you can just listen while you drive, travel, cook dinner, or clean the house. Audible offers a free way to try it out along with a free audiobook download that you get to keep no matter what. So just go to audibletrial.com/thenewsworthy and you can get a free 30-day trial and a free audiobook. That's audibletrial.com/thenewsworthy. All right, now back to the news. Uber is on probation in London, but it's still a win for the company. Uber had actually lost its license to operate in London last September. But this week, a British judge ruled in favor of Uber, giving the company a 15-month license as long as it follows some new rules. The BBC says Uber has agreed to things like improving how it reports crimes and making sure Uber drivers get to take a break during long shifts. Some say this decision could mean more cities go after Uber and try to make some more rule changes. Boeing has big plans for a hypersonic jet and just revealed its first ever design. We're talking a plane that can go nearly 3,900 miles an hour, aka LA to Tokyo in 3 hours or New York to London in just 2. But CNBC reports, don't get too excited yet. The hypersonic jet probably won't actually be taking travelers anywhere for at least another 20 to 30 years. Facebook banned any ads about cryptocurrency at the start of the year, but now that is changing. The social site is reversing its original decision and will be giving the green light to some crypto ads. But Recode reports advertisers will have to apply and get pre-approved. Facebook says they'll have to show they have proper licenses and give them other background info. The original ban was because of shady companies wanting to get in on the recent cryptocurrency craze. The new version of Google Maps is starting to roll out this week. So what's new about it? TechCrunch says there's a new Explore tab and a new For You tab. The Explore tab apparently lets you learn about what's happening around you right now. The new For You tab shows you recommendations for restaurants and venues and lets you get updates about certain neighborhoods you want to follow. And under those new tabs, there's basically subcategories, so a foodie list or an activity list. Just so you know, the main maps part, though, is not changing. And that's it for today. Thanks so much again for listening. If you are on Instagram, I would love to connect with you there. So find me at Erica Mandy News. I just posted a World Cup explainer on IGTV, which is now part of Instagram. And I'm posting some more videos over there. So check those out. Let me know what you think. And if you want more of them, again, find me under the name Erica Mandy News. If you want to read more about any of the news stories mentioned today, I list all the links to all the articles I referenced in today's show notes. Just head on over to thenewsworthy.com, click episodes, and find today's date. The Newsworthy is ready for you every weekday by 4 in the morning Eastern Time, so I'll be back with more news tomorrow. Have a great day.